The next patient is Dan Carr. The last name is C-A-R-R. First name D-A-N. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 82-year-old male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient remains with this. Serum creatinine, that is 1.2. The BUN is 26. And the estimated EFR is 56.9. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with an excretion of protein of 1.6 grams of creatinine in 24 hours, despite of the administration of Farxiga. He's taking 5 milligrams of Farxiga. We are going to increase to 10 milligrams of Farxiga. He's not a candidate at this point to have the administration of Kerendia due to the fact that the potassium is borderline high, 5.5. Number two, hyperkalemia. We discussed the hyperkalemia. The patient knows that he is eating the food with high potassium content. He's going to change that approach, and we will reevaluate. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 150/64 before 138/60, and at home is lower than this. Following number, anemia. This anemia had a deterioration. The hemoglobin went down to 11. The stool for occult blood was positive. Cologuard has been done. It was positive. The patient is scheduled to have a colonoscopy on October the 1st. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.